Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
No, we are not alone. Because I'm going to make this place your home.
Hanging out on a Sunday, it's Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. The Houseware Show just wrapped up in Chicago last week. You were there. You absolutely loved it.
I don't miss the Houseware Show because I love going. Because you can see all the new things and gadgets and tricks and stuff you can have in your home. And it's a Sunday afternoon, so who doesn't want to talk about being at home?
I want to control everything from my phone. You know that. Yes. Joining us.
I want to use every new kitchen appliance or kitchen utensil that there could ever be made.
It's interesting. They walk in and they hand you a blender right away.
Yeah.
joining us from the Houseware Show is Liana Salama.
Yes, that is correct.
I go, Liana, how do you pronounce your last name? Salama. Liana Salama. Yes. What are the new trends?
Oh, goodness. What aren't the new trends? So we're seeing a lot of things coming out of the show this year. And one of the big ones, you mentioned wanting to control everything from
everything.
Your phone. Well, it's going to happen. I guarantee it.
Really?
Smart home is exploding. There's just about nothing in your home you can't control with your smartphone these days, whether that's your locks, your temperature,
yep.
or even, you know, looking up recipes and programming them directly into your kitchen appliances to cook for you. So smart home is absolutely exploding.
Is there a way that you can connect, say, the refrigerator to the toaster oven to your phone?
If there's not, I'm sure somebody's working on it as we speak. So look out for that next year.
I would imagine, like, if you bought the system, right? So you have your stove, you have your toaster oven, you've got the refrigerator. Somehow, some way, on the back end, all of those wires are connected. And then Pete, on his phone, while he's driving home, is like, I want a glass of ice, and I want my toast to be...
Or if you're having people over, I need extra ice. Just press a button, and you're making extra ice for the party.
Might just be a matter of somebody creating the right app. So I don't know if you've got your app development skills intact,
God,
but if you put that
That's
together, you might be able to pull all that together.
Putting bread in the toaster, and it sits there overnight and makes toast in the morning, or
exactly
a pizza
the right
in the
time.
Oven.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's great. I mean, how do you keep topping or finding new things if you want to control everything from your phone? Okay, what's next? That's what you have to think about.
That's right.
So what is next? Like with a refrigerator, how much more can they do? I've seen a TV on a refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things that they talk about, and I've seen this on the commercial side as well at home, is almost, I guess on the commercial side, you'd call it inventory management, right? But something that monitors what you're out of and actually recognizes that you need more from the store. So if you keep your butter in a specific place in the refrigerator and then it's not there anymore, it'll tell you, you know, you next time you go to the store, it starts a little grocery list for you that
or
says,
like milk.
Make sure you pick up butter.
Or you could have it delivered.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
So many,
you just have it delivered. Well, it could sensor, like, do you have any, like, your orange juice level is low.
Right.
Really?
Well, I'm saying you probably could. I'm saying maybe that's what's next. I don't know that I've seen it yet, but I think it could be coming.
Now, last night, I took out my crock pot, right? And I'm starting this whole new thing because I'm trying to live a healthier life. And that is to, like, crock pot a meal on Sunday. Well, I did it yesterday. And then eat it throughout the week. And so is a crock pot the same thing as an Instapot? Is the same thing as a multi-cooker? Like, what is that whole world? Because I saw a lot of that happening at the show.
Absolutely. So a multi-cooker is really a crock pot plus. So, you know, you see things like rice cookers and egg boilers slash poachers and crock pots all in one piece of equipment. And, you know, that's another trend that we certainly saw on the show floor, which is around convenience and having multi-functions in single products. So everybody talks about air fryers right now.
I just wrote air fryer on my piece of paper.
Yeah. So they're super hot
right now. What is the air fryer?
The air fryer is it's a tool that allows you to create crispy, fried-like food, but with a fraction of the oil. It uses air and convection heat to get a full heat source all around the food so that it crisps up as though it were fried, but it's actually not using, it's not being deep fried in oil.
So I can make fried chicken and it's barely any calories.
Right. That's what everyone's talking about.
Really?
Yep.
And it actually, I've actually not eaten anything that was cooked by an air fryer, but my brother has one. He said he makes French fries and they're delicious. You can't even tell that they're not, you know, deep fried.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that true?
It is. And one of the aspects of multifunctionality, what we're seeing, because the air fryers that have come out in the last year, a lot of them are these giant appliances that take up a lot of space on your counter. Yeah. So in that same vein of trying to create multiple functionality in one appliance, what we saw this year at the show was things like toaster ovens and convection ovens that had air fryer capabilities built into them. So again, you pick up one tool, one piece of equipment, and you have multiple different uses for it.
We talk about the crock pot. There's got to be a way with the microwave, and I'm sure something's going on, where you can put the food in the microwave before you leave for work, and it doesn't spoil, and you can turn it on from your smartphone.
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a microwave out there right now that you can control through smart home with Alexa. Isn't there that you can actually talk to Alexa and ask
how long can the food sit in the microwave?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I guess it depends on what
thing.
It is.
That's
yeah,
the key.
Yeah, this is true. And, well, you have to time it out for when you get home. Now, but call me old school, but when I leave anything on and I'm not home, I still get a little nervous.
Right,
yeah.
Especially your oven.
Yes, yeah. Oven, even an Instapot or a Crock-Pot. They say, oh, it's fine, Jane, but I still get a little nervous. Yeah. Should I not be?
Well, I mean, I suppose that's when you need to install some of those, some of the cameras and apps that allow you to check in on your home on a regular basis. You can see what's going on there all day long.
We're just going to be staring at our phone all day long, which we do anyway.
Right, exactly. Right. While you're driving.
For Christmas, I got a, I'm a big... egg guy. Mm-hmm. I love eggs and I love hard-boiled eggs. And somebody gave me like this little bubble thing that you can hard-boiled eggs in like 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the name of it, but it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. Again, that notion
of convenience. Why are you giving
me the look?
Jane's like, how do you not know the name of the egg?
Because he's so weird about his hard-boiled eggs. He throws the yolk out. And I don't even want to get started with Pete and the eggs, but
the yolk?
Tell us about this.
The yolk on a hard-boiled egg is disgusting.
Oh, goodness.
Not with this egg cooker. We're sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, again, to this notion of convenience and, you know, different types of functionality, getting things quicker. You know, we also saw, in addition to multifunctionality, we saw things that have smaller footprints. I mentioned taking up a lot of room in the kitchen.
Right.
So one of the things you have there, you mentioned we handed you a blender when we walked in here, is a Proctor Silex blender, which, if you see, I mean, has a much smaller footprint than a traditional blender. And in fact, is you've got two there, but the one, Jane, that you have is in the Pantone color of the year,
this
is living coral.
Yeah, this coral color.
Yes.
I call it bubblegum color.
It is. Wow, that's cool. It is the Pantone color of the year. And then when you're over it next year, you just get another one.
Right.
Right? Right,
that's exactly. You just trade off each year.
So this is a blender. It's small, right? So let's see. I'm trying to read it.
What's old is new again.
That's right.
These are the colors from the 70s.
Isn't that funny?
What color is this?
That is, I would call that a robin's eggshell blue.
Yes.
Everybody think back to 1974. Mm,
we're holding
blenders.
It in our hands.
That's the color
that I'm
holding.
But these are small.
They are. They are. So they take up less space in the home. So if you're in an apartment, if you have, you don't have as much kitchen space, you're able to include them out without cluttering up your kitchen space.
But the cool thing, too, is everyone's talking about downsizing, mm-hmm. declutter, downsize. Mm-hmm. And so if you have something small like this that you can pull out, put on your countertop, use, and then put it away, or if you love the color, you leave it out.
Yeah. You know, and with the color, what we're seeing with it, because blue's been very popular, a lot of the pastels have been popular, is, you know, consumers these days are really trying to create their personal brand through their home and through how they're decorating it, how they're injecting personality into it. And so I think that's why we're seeing a lot more bright, bold colors these days, is because people are really trying to create their own personal brand and add some personality.
And by the way, the color in the home lately has been all white or all gray.
I was just going to say that every...
So moving out of that.
That is our house. We have a white kitchen with gray walls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always love to add a splash of color to everything. One of the other things I noticed was a lot of go mugs, like the to-go mug, and they're all eco-friendly. And I mean, everywhere I turned around, there was another one of the mugs looked like a gym shoe on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Why is that such a big trend?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with people not wanting to, we're not wanting to use as many disposables, right? So we're not wanting to use as many styrofoam cups and plastic cups. So having a mug that you carry with you and that you use for whatever it is you're drinking has become something that's really in people's consciousness right now.
Yeah.
We saw that in a couple other ways at this show. One was with regard to drinking straws. So there's a lot of talk about, will we ban plastic straws? What's going to happen with that? So we saw an influx of straws that were metal, yes. that were bamboo, that were silicone, and a lot of them come with their own little carrying cases.
That's
so
what
it was.
So
you're not throwing it in the bottom of your purse yep. and then digging it out, and they have little brushes to clean it up
with. But your saliva's all over that, and you put it in the case.
These little brushes that you put mm-hmm. down the straw to clean it out, so it can be clean, and you're not going to have to run the risk
can
of
we just use paper straws? Can we use paper?
I like paper straws.
Yeah, I mean, paper straws are okay. A lot of people aren't crazy about them, you know, because they get a little mushy and gummy if you take too long with your drink. But they're for some people,
chug
not
it.
For others.
You gotta move.
I like them. You know those little the white paper straws with you've
the red swirl.
Yeah,
the curly cues. Like an old soda fountain.
Totally, right. An old soda fountain. Those are one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Liana Salama is in studio with us. What's the website people can go to?
So there's two websites. Housewares.org is our association website, and that's really member-centric. For the folks listening today, I would suggest they go to theinspiredhome.com, which is our consumer-facing site focused around content that really helps you kind of live your best life in your home.
I like that. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about some more home trends.
Yes.
Coming up at 720 WGN. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their Dental Institute, Family Medicine Clinic, Speech-Language Institute, which I probably need right now, Physical Therapy Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. To learn more, go to MWUclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500, the Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare. And joining us in studio from the Houseware Show, you can go to theinspiredhome.com. It's Liana Salama. Thank you again for coming in.
Absolutely.
Let's talk eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk eco-friendly. What do we have?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about straws and people trying to bring their own straws with them when they go out to eat. Another thing that they're doing more and more is bringing their own silverware. So one of the things we have for you here is a set designed by a company out of Germany that is a fork, knife, and spoon set that snaps together.
Yeah.
It's made out of all recycled material, and if you throw it out, would compost and be gone in a few years.
But you're saying people are going to bring this out to dinner?
Yeah, that's what people are starting to do, along with the straws, along with their mugs.
Now, why are they bringing silverware? Because they can snatch the silverware and put it back in the dishwasher if they're at a restaurant.
Certainly not for maybe your fine dining restaurants. But you're talking about delis or places you would use disposables.
Ah, got it.
I mean, I'm picturing myself at like some super fancy place pulling these.
Probably not.
What is this made out of?
So it's made out of 100% recyclable material, recycled materials, and it is entirely compostable. And what I love about the design on it is it reminds me a little bit of when I was in Girl Scouts and we would have these mess kits.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Something you could snap together and bring with you.
Thank you for saying that, because I am playing with this and all three of these snap together and it's sort of fun, like a puzzle to put back and forth.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what does this remind me? This reminds me of something. It reminds me of Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts.
Yeah. Okay.
The pot holders that you brought in.
Yeah, so those are actually made out of silicone. Silicone's one of the materials we see for things like straws that are coming out. It's a fantastic material because it is BPA-free, it can withstand extremely high temperatures, and it cleans and dries very, very easily. So we've brought a couple different pieces. One is these flexible pot holders, essentially, right? So rather than having material that you have to wash and dry, these clean very, very easily, and again, withstand temperatures up to 500 degrees.
Really?
Specifically.
Wow.
Yes.
So you could throw these in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I'm not going to burn my hand.
Yeah, exactly. And then the cutting boards that are also made of silicone, what's great about those is it's one of those instances where you just take a simple everyday product and you add something genius to it.
I can't believe it.
Which is
I wish I would have came up with this idea.
Yeah, which is these little grippers on the back so that when you've got it on your countertop and you're cutting, it doesn't slide around.
It drives
it's so simple,
me crazy
but so
that when I'm cutting something, the meat board is just moving down the counter, and here we are.
And it's called the gripper bar board. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So all of these products, these are new on the market, new ones will be coming out in the next couple of months, right? Everything we saw at the show last week is what these manufacturers are debuting, so the big stores pick them up.
That's exactly right. You'll see them on the store sometime between now and probably towards the end of the year.
But when we go back to the board, right, how often do I get a new board? Because my board's just fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think if you're the kind of person who's having some issues with it sliding all around, then it looks like a great buy.
I thought you were going to say, Jane, you need to get a new cutting board every year.
Because you always do.
You cut on the cutting board and you never know how clean it's going to get.
Now, do you use plastic or wood cutting board?
I have plastic and I have wood. I have a lot of cutting
boards. Can you put wood in your dishwasher?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't.
No.
Because my mother always told me, don't put the wood salad bowl in the dishwasher or the wood meat board.
Yeah, I personally don't put anything wood in the dishwasher, but I mean, there may be products out there that allow you to, but I'd be a little skeptical.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't put that in the dishwasher. I want to talk a little bit about this show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the one of the largest shows in Chicago?
It is. It is actually the largest annual show in Chicago. It is 16 miles of exhibitors and activity. Yeah, it's enormous.
So is it open to the public?
It's not, unfortunately. It is a trade-only event, and so we bring in, it attracts retailers, about 60,000 people.
From all over the world.
130 countries.
There's like a whole section for people from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. I mean, and I would walk past people and just hear different languages all over the place. And the exhibits, Pete, there was one, and this is a local company, Corel and Pyrex. They have a full kitchen.
Yeah.
They had girl chefs in there, and they had like a little diner, and then they had all of their Corel dishware that was out, and they were really on trend using mix-mash patterns, because the whole thing now is using grandma's vintage ware or something you find at a thrift store. Well, Corel said, well, we're going to jump on the bandwagon. We're going to produce plates that don't match, and then we're going to sell them individually. And the only reason I know that is because I walked in, I said, do you know what the biggest trend is in home decor? To the sales guy, and he was like, and I told him, and he goes, yeah, come over here and look. This is how we're setting
look at
it
this.
All up.
I will help you with this.
So, but the displays were great. There was, I mean, that's just one. Mm-hmm. Another local company that I ran into was Wilton.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilton is the cake baking. They make all the cake supplies. How you know, okay, you're shaking your head. I didn't know if you knew what it was.
My wife made wedding cakes, believe it or not.
She did.
In college and after college. Huh?
So Wilton is Chicago based as well. Their display was a beautiful hot pink with bright colored, you know, pictures of all these cakes. And then they had live sculptures.
Oh, I'm sure they
cakes.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a really cool event to go and check out. But what was even more interesting to me was to see what was coming out on the market that we could all be looking forward to.
Well, it's cool that the whole cooking thing has come around, because when we were growing up, my mother cooked all the time, and then it seemed like everything was instant.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's come back around where it's kind of a family event where you're in the kitchen and say, okay, we're going to make dinner.
Yeah.
What are we going to make? What's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And people are entertaining in their homes more than ever these days. You know, they're actually developing, as I mentioned, kind of their own style and their own brand. People are doing that through in-home entertaining. So whether that's what they're serving, what they're serving it in, the vessels, the plates, et cetera,
right,
or how their home is decorated. So they're having people over more and expressing themselves through bringing people together for meals.
God, this is great stuff that you brought in today. The meat board with the, you know, the grippers on the back. Genius.
That is genius. I will do say, we have a very smart person who just texted us from 630. Said,
okay.
A good tip to stop your cutting board from sliding is to put a wet, flattened paper towel or dish underneath.
Who's got time for that? I mean, I'm just not thinking of that.
He just wants to do the
Liana,
grippers.
Thanks for coming in. Give Absolutely. The website one more time.
Absolutely. The consumer-facing site is theinspiredhome.com. Like I said, it's all content that really focuses on how to live your best life in your home.
So theinspiredhome.com, but also on Instagram, we can follow you at theinspiredhome.
There is at theinspiredhome, and we also have at Housewares Show, which will have more specific things related to the show that just took place.
Right, but we're going inspired. For the blood. We like the Inspired Home. I love that. And thank you so much for having the show in Chicago, because it brings a huge economic boost to the city.
Absolutely, yeah. Something in the range of $77 million.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's big.
You are big.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming
You're the
in.
Best.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And we'll see you
so
next
much.
Year. It's 720 WGN.